the surge of the water and the high tide combined with the storm on Saturday morning caused the front door of the station to broken down completely. It was one freak wave that just hit it in one fell swoop. Also, the bottom panel of the door going into where the boat is kept as well, and that was destroyed as well. So they're currently being repaired at the moment. We took the boat away to higher ground for safety and as a precautionary measure then on Saturday night, because we knew that the storm was coming back in, but it did remain on service at all times and available for callers.
And we understand the boat itself wasn't damaged, no essential equipment was damaged, so as you've indicated there, your operations weren't hampered and you were ready to go out had you been called.
Indeed we were, yeah, absolutely. We may have had to make a call on launching due to the severity of the conditions, but we were always on call.
Often we hear warnings to people not to stand by the shore, not to go to the seafront in stormy conditions like that. This is an indication as to why that is good advice.
Absolutely. There's absolutely no point in going down. Yes, it's very spectacular to watch and very spectacular to photograph. But, you know, we're just urging people to have a bit of common sense. You know, stay away from exposed coastal areas. Be safe and, you know, keep away from the water, because as we saw on Saturday morning, this one freak wave just completely took the door away. It took away this little small beach that sits behind the pier wall in Bundoran. That little beach is just gone now, you know, and you can never underestimate the power of the ocean and what it can do in just one quick second.